everybody, to the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show, featuring Dr. Carolyn Dean. Join Dr. Dean for the next 2 hours, along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders, also known as Ginny Almighty. Join Dr. Dean as she shares with us her vast range of experience, knowledge, talent, and wisdom. Phone lines are now open, and we'll be taking your calls from around the world and here in the USA.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Dr. Carolyn Dean live here on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting humankind with universal love, or as I like to say, uniting Dr. Carolyn Dean with the whole wide world who absolutely, emphatically, unquestionably, and without a doubt require everything that she has and knows to be implemented in your life immediately in order to save you from the environmental pollution and toxins and all the bad food and bad choices and all the silliness that we've gotten ourselves into as a human race around the world. And so we're so happy she's still here with us, as she will be continually, perpetually, to teach us and to show us and to help us know and discern that we in fact are intelligently created in an amazing design by nature, and that the simple, simple truth is that our bodies will emphatically heal themselves and perform even beyond what we could even expect if we just give them the basic building blocks. And within those basic building blocks come the formulations of Dr. Dean, along with some other basic building blocks like good light and good fresh air and some basic movement and some very good food choices. And so tonight we're here to talk with you about that. And we're very fortunate to have a guest panel with us that's joining us this evening as well, to talk about Dr. Dean's latest endeavor, which is the Total Body Reset for Men's Health book. And of course, we all know men. They're 50% of the planet. We absolutely love the men that we know, every single one of them. Yes, they're a little bit different than women, but we love our men always, all times, and we respect the heck out of them. And sometimes they get so busy and so challenged in their own lives that their head's down trying to do all the things that they do, that they don't look up to take time for themselves. And we know we have a lot of powerful, positive women in our listenership who are always looking out for men, but there are also a lot of great men out there who look out for themselves, and that's who helped contribute to Dr. Dean's book. Hearkening to her wisdom and following some of her guidelines, they've made their way into a new level of health, vitality, or well-being by collaborating with her. So they wrote their stories down in a book, and Dr. Dean has launched it today, along with the webinar we're doing later this week. And so once again, she exceeds herself and always reinvents herself to bring the very best information that she can to an audience that's waiting for her to share her wisdom. And she always reaches out and collaborates with the best people, whether it's grassroots health or whether it's people like different people who've written her books, or Dr. Taylor Wallace, who's our research partner, or some of the men you're going to hear tonight. So we're so grateful to have you with us. And we will remind you, this is not a medical advice show, but we will certainly be talking about a lot of super fun and cool and groovy stuff with Dr. Carolyn Dean. And we welcome her to the stage. First, our very own Dr. Carolyn Dean.
Hello, hello. Ginny, I was frantically texting Ginny because I couldn't hear anything. Oh my goodness, what's going on? And my audio was off. Seriously, I mean, it happens. Well, now only every second week. So thank you, Ginny, for whatever wonderful things you must have said. I have no idea what you said, but I'm sure they were wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay, so I guess you said we're having a special show today with the guys, right? Let me just go over the email that Ginny sent out to announce the show. When it comes to men's health, men health and lifestyle. Men want what we all want. Men want to avoid major health threats, such as heart disease, cancer, and injury. They want to maximize their ability to move, to work, to care for, and protect their families. And they want to feel young, vibrant, and alive. Capturing the true heart of men and revealing their strategies for health is the focus and content of Total Body Reset for Men. And Jenny, that's up now, is it, at drcarolindeanlive.com?
It most definitely is, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So it's a free ebook. You can download it. It's around 200 pages. Tonight, we have invited several of the book's guest authors who contributed their stories to the book. Jenny put in my introduction to the book. As a doctor, I can tell you what's important about the latest research and share what my patients and customers have reported. But as a female doctor writing about men's health, I have no personal experience to share. This is unfortunate since, as many of my readers know, I self-experiment as I develop products and protocols in order for men and the families who love them to have the same care given to men's health concerns as I give to women's health. At Jenny's suggestion, because I was having a hard time writing a men's health book, this is a sidebar for my introduction. So Jenny suggested that we ask our male customers and friends who are using our products if they could share their stories. So we have, about a dozen men in the book talking about their personal experiences with the Compleatment formulas. And we have three of these men on with us today. So that is what I will say about that. But before Jenny introduces the men in the book and then our three guests, I'll just tell you this little anecdote, kind of. It's a testimonial that illustrates how we got to this point of having a men's health book, radio show, and webinar that's coming up on Thursday. One of our outstanding customer service people, Julie, sent a note saying, Janet, a nurse practitioner, called to express her overflowing excitement about Flora Refresh. Her husband has shingles, which look like bug bites, a few days ago. They sprayed on Flora Refresh, and within an hour, they began to see the skin lesions get better. Within an hour. The healing is advancing quickly, and there's no more itching and irritation, plus the swelling has gone down. Her husband is now fully convinced that he does not need the antiviral medication that the doctor offered, and that Dr. Dean's minerals are the answer. So this is from a customer, Janet, who's been on our products for a while. And it's kind of a bit of a tongue-in-cheek, because part of the reason I had trouble writing a men's book is because men really don't seem to focus on their health. It's the women or the partners that take care of them. And Jenny, I just couldn't help but talk about this testimonial, because it expressed exactly, the situation is, men just in a generalization sort of stand aside and wait for something really to poke them in the eye. But before I completely get off track here, I'm going to turn it over to Jenny to announce the guest writers and then our guests on the show. Take it away, Jenny.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Yes, and I know Carolyn and I always tease each other about this. Her husband, she's been very devoted to her husband's health, Bob. And, it's funny, my husband's very devoted to mine. So I guess it can go both ways. But fortunately, we've gotten some great guys and a combination thereof, because we've gotten some great men who do really work diligently with the products and the formulas, and they're very committed to their health through their life experiences. And they are all featured in the book. And then tonight, we're very fortunate to have Jason with us from Just Grinding, which is his physical personal training studio that he does here in North Carolina. We've got James with us, who is now our national a sales rep for a pro accounts, works with your doctors, a lot of your doctors out there in our radio audience. He has his journey. And then in the second hour, we're going to hear from Greg Sanders, one of the very first people to ever use the RNA drops, and can talk about them with some precision and maybe some enthusiasm that as are haven't heard about. And it is interesting that a lot of the men who've written for the book started their journey with the RNA drops. That's how they got attracted to our products. And it was the drops that got them going. And then the other products kind of folded in. So with the exception of maybe just two, which would be Taylor Wallace, Dr. Taylor Wallace, who's our researcher. And he got to us through the REMAG research project. And then also Kevin Greisel, who came to us through his cardiovascular issues and using REMAG and REMI. But a lot of the other guys came to us through the drops. So we started saying, gosh, are the drops really a product that are geared more toward men? Because the drops have what men are looking for, which is stamina, endurance, strength, longevity, you know, those kinds of things. So we're going to explore that topic a little tonight. But I do want to say, when you download the book, Total Body Reset for Men, and it is at Dr. Carolyn Dean Live, it's the first book on the page under the book tab. If you go to the back page, which I think is page 210, you will see the contributors who are all here, and you can read about them, whether it's Kevin, James, as we talked about, Bert, Bertrand Hill, who's been with us for many years, Jack McClinton. You might have seen him on Dr. Dean's Instagram. They did a live session on Friday night. It was very good. Ben Pelton, who's another great, very accomplished athlete who's been using the products for many years. Michael Sandler, some of you recognize him. He's definitely an inspirational speaker and somewhat of a mystic who's gotten involved with our products. Jason, who's on the phone tonight. And then again, Dr. Taylor Wallace, who's not available to join us this evening, because he's doing a research project in Guatemala with children, I think. So he's tied up and not available to contribute. But the three guys that we have on the phone tonight are going to be phenomenal in their own way, as we've already said, because they have such great information that you probably haven't heard from anybody else. So, Carolyn, did you want me to say anything else before we invite Jason to come on the show?
No, that's a perfect launching pad. Let's bring Jason on.
Okay. Hey, Jason, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you. Yes.
Yay.
Yay.
Okay. So in your book, I thought, Carolyn, what did you think about Jason's story? I thought what Jason wrote was probably one of the most heartfelt things I'd ever read.
Oh yeah. It was pretty tear inspiring. You know, for someone to go through what you went through. And I guess what we'll do, Jason, is maybe if you could just give an overview of how you got to where you are now, able from your perspective to help other people in such an important way with your physical consultation. So we'll just turn it over to you, if you don't mind.
Great. No, that's awesome. Thank you for having me. And yeah, a little bit about my story. I do some performance training for athletes, and I do some physical movement training for, you know, just people that want to be in shape. And that's where I met my excellent friend, Ginny, who is the co-host of this show. And we work together a lot. So it's an amazing moment every time she comes in, and she loves my dog way more than she loves me, but I won't bring that up. But I try to call it a wellness center because I try to do more than just personal training or physical movement, especially with the younger kids, the younger athletes, because I picture myself as what I was doing at 8 or 12 or 13, and we didn't have a lot of science or understanding of what training was back then. And then, you know, to take it a little bit back further, you know, I had a traumatic brain injury when I was really young, and I fell off or got pushed off my mom's car and landed on my head. And, you know, I was in suburbia Chicago back in the 70s, and there was no study brain science at all. They just probably said, oh, he got his bell rung, or he has a concussion. You know, wake him up every, whatever that was, 15 minutes or 35 minutes. Don't let him sleep longer than that. I think that was the standard prescribed method of treatment back then. And, you know, I don't have a lot of recollection of that time frame, you know, going back and trying to figure out what happened or what was going on in my life. So from there, I struggled in my life with waking up and just not feeling right. It was like I had a darkness about me. And, you know, I would wake up, or I'd go to school, or I would be in life seeing people that are happy, and it would piss me off. And I'm like, why are they so damn happy? No one should be that happy. But I didn't understand why they were happy, because they just woke up that way and I didn't wake up that way. So my struggle was seeing people happy and I wasn't. And, you know, with the study now and doing research about, you know, what that is, I can probably take it back to that moment in time where that happened, traumatic brain injury, and, you know, caused me, put me into this journey of finding my light. And when I talk about light to me is the countless modalities that I do a day to make me feel or wake up happy or wake up not feeling so bad or able to handle life on its terms, as opposed to before when I was just like, this sucks. Not that I was a victim. I was just stuck in a perpetual darkness. And one of the things that really, what I thought was helping me was my self prescription of, you know, alcohol, beer, vodka, tequila, caffeine, and then eventually got into, you know, some drugs later on down the line, and realizing that at those moments, yeah, I was feeling better, but I wasn't ultimately helping myself, because the next day I would be worse. So I was staying in a perpetual darkness, and I was perpetuating more of the darkness by taking depressants or things that would make you crash and feel worse. And so in my life, I've always been a searcher. So I've been on this journey of trying to find things that make me feel better. So long story short, I found that magnesium really helped me. And then I found your product, and thank you so much, which to me, after searching high and low and trying 7 or 8, 10 different products here and there of magnesium, yours fit my puzzle best, because A, it absorbed better into my body and I didn't have to take as much or as many pills, because the amount of the dosage that I was taking now was sufficient. So one of my major modalities is your bountiful offer of minerals, the Remite, the Remag, the zinc, the potassium. These are like daily things that I take in order for me to stay in the light. And, you know, I don't care what anyone else says out there or how many doctors will say this or that. I know it works for me. And so I'm going to stand on top of whatever high mountain and I'm going to scream as loud as I can. It helped me. It's one of the things that I know that I can do that's saving me from being in the darkness. So I have to thank you a lot for, you know, bringing this product to the public and in order for me to find it, because it's one of my, you know, staples every day to keep me on this side of the spectrum. So thank you very much.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you. I mean, I appreciate it. And I don't know if you've had a chance to read The Magnesium Miracle, Jason, but I do have a section on head injury and magnesium. And doctors should know this. I have references, reference 181, where traumatic brain injury, major health problem throughout the world, 400,000 patients with TBI, traumatic brain injury, in the United States alone. From animal studies, we know that brain magnesium levels fall dramatically at the site of head injury as this mineral is depleted in a nonstop cascade of acute events. And it goes on, you know, following human subjects, and that magnesium ions change in the blood after a head injury. So when I read your story, I said, yeah, this is a TBI early on, where children, they, especially if you were active, children don't have high levels of magnesium. They burn it off. They sweat it off. And when you have a brain injury, then your body's under massive stress. It uses up all the extra magnesium. You know, I can't say for sure, but it sounds like then you woke up, you know, with the darkness of not having enough magnesium, which is the spark of life. They use magnesium to make fireworks, for Pete's sakes. So as I said, I can't say if it's 100% magnesium deficiency, but the fact that after, what is it, Jason, 30 years, 25, 30 years since your injury?
Maybe even a little more, I would go 40 plus.
Yeah. Even after 40 years, taking saturation doses of the REMAG, which you can take because it does not tend to cause a laxative effect, then it was able to heal your brain, because the cells are always wanting to be perfected. And when you give them the building blocks, then, you know, they just go to town and they heal up old scar areas. They do a lot. So what you were doing, you know, for those 40 years from the injury to getting magnesium or enough magnesium, was your body searching for a reason, searching for an answer. And the fact that you tried, you know, up to 10 different types of magnesium, you knew you were onto something. But, you know, we're just so blessed to be able to offer the REMAG, which, you know, this type of stabilized ion of magnesium is not available anywhere else. And that's why it seems to have worked for you, because it's absorbed directly into those cells, which are trying so hard to process the 1,000 enzymes that they're supposed to work with. Now, the other thing that comes to mind is Pico Silver. I don't know if you've worked with that as well. Have you? Or Pico Silver?
I do Pico Silver. I would use Pico Silver more topically, like on a cut or an abrasion.
Yeah, because if you read the Pico Silver small booklet at the same place you can get this, our Total Body Reset for Men, at drcarolindeanlive.com, it helps stimulate stem cell production in the bone marrow. So if people have an organ injury or a problem, silver is still used in hospitals for burns. It will heal deep burn wounds. So it's very powerful. Well, this making stem cells, stem cells mean the original naive, you know, baby cells that then can direct themselves to the priority area in the body to fix things, to heal up, you know, injuries. Like I said, you know, if people still have some scar tissue in an area of the brain where they had an injury, I mean, heaven forbid, an injury, a concussion like Jason had, it can lead to seizure symptoms, where a focus in the brain, the electrical conductivity doesn't work properly and jams up against scar tissue. people can have seizures. And even that, the magnesium and the picosilver together, I think, will actually heal those areas. And, you know, Jason, most of the people in who've written in the book, written their stories, they're athletes, and they've all been injured. They've all gone through, you know, from head to toe, any injury you can imagine. And with REMAG and, as you said, REMITE and potassium and zinc, it's all going to be healing them at the cellular level. So, Ginny, yeah, I know I tend to go on, but what questions came for you with Jason? What more do you want to ask him?
I think if anybody right now is on the phone or listening to the show through YouTube, or we have our podcast downloaded from now until eternity, and they are struggling with some kind of darkness or mental depression, Jason, do you feel like the minerals is an essential thing for them to incorporate, even if they didn't get a head injury or they didn't have some kind of a significant event? How do you think it would just help everyday people?
Yeah, I think, you know, you living in a darkness and not knowing what that is, and that's another problem, is especially with men, you know, we're forced to move on. You got to clock in. You got to put your 8 to 10 hours in. You got to commute. You know, we have all these set structures, and you can't have weakness. You got to do this. But, yeah, if you don't feel this perpetual light, or you're in this darkness, or you're battling with stress and anxiety, magnesium would be a fantastic baseline just to start there. And don't overdo it in the beginning, you know, ease into it. But as you ease into it, that natural relaxer, the natural help with the stress, and then even the anger or whatever the byproduct of that depression could be, it's going to give you a light at the end of the tunnel. And once you see that light, it might save you right away. But your journey, you could see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's a way to go. You found the exit. So I think, you know, for sure, I would start with anyone that would talk to me or, you know, would discuss this with me. I give them the magnesium samples that I have and tell them, take this first. Start here, you know, put it in a smoothie or put it in some water. It's not the most appetizing. It's not the most palatable thing, magnesium. It's almost like salty pool water. But if you put some lemon in it or your vitamin C powder, that's a fantastic mixer. Even with the Himalayan sea salt, the magnesium, squeeze a lemon, squeeze a lime in your water, fantastic way to get it down. But, you know, after a while, you acquire a taste of this too. So I would say go for it.
Right on. Very good. Very good. Excellent. Excellent. Okay. I want to bring James onto the show too, because one thing that you guys have in common is both a passion for fitness and for doing the work that needs to be done, whatever the determined effort is, to get your body in balance physically. And using the product. So James, let me bring you on. Sorry, I said that your phone, actually it was the YouTube channel that was echoing earlier. Are you there, love? James?
Yes, I am.
There you are. There he is.
Hey, James. Hey buddy.
Happy to be here. Long time listener, first time caller. Thank you very, very much for having me on.
You're awesome. We love you, James. So, and your story really hit home. And as we did with Jason, do you want to give an overview of your story so that people can understand why we love you so much?
Thank you. yes, for sure. So I had always had it in my head that I was the overweight child or obese and had health, or not really health issues at the beginning, but I was always, you know, 20 or 30 pounds overweight. And back in about 2014 through 2016, I was gaining a significant amount of weight, and I ended up at about 280 pounds. And that wasn't sustainable anymore when I started having health issues because of it. I was laying down one night and my feet were tingling. It was as described as, you know, diabetic nerve pain. So I figured with the onset of probably type 2 diabetes and all the other health issues I was, you know, only giving myself, my body wasn't doing it. You know, it was only reacting to what I was not doing with my body that was creating all these issues. So I didn't even know what it was originally until probably about a week of dealing with that. And it was brought up in a customer service call. And I was like, oh, I had that. And that's when I realized the gravity of the situation that I was dealing with. So I wanted to, you know, start losing weight. And that was probably the biggest thing I ever came up against was how, as a naturally big guy, am I to lose, you know, a significant amount of weight. And I was introduced to intermittent fasting and had to really figure my way. I wanted to figure out my way through it, because although I could have listened to multiple people that speak on the subject, I knew the defining parameters was eat in a smaller portion of the day and then rest and process what you consumed. And then when your body is done with what nutrients you've used or added to your system, it would then, you know, pull from the reserves or the rest of your body. So I figured that was the way I was going to go. And through years of sticking with it and mostly just not eating dinner, but making sure I was getting my nutrients elsewhere, and definitely the minerals helped out there. That was the best decision, was to add the minerals. I went through a whole month of setting myself up and giving myself confidence that I could continue this process. And after the first month, I was like, okay, well, time to restore what I drained from my system, and turned to the minerals and had the best time with it. It was really easy to incorporate, and the restructure actually helped me out the most in the beginning with not feeling hungry in the mornings, because that was one thing I was always worried about, was being hungry in the morning and then foggy throughout the day. So incorporated the minerals, and to date I weighed myself so I could have an accurate number here, and I am 195 pounds. So I've gone from 100 or 280 down to 180 at my lowest, and then went back comfortably around 190 to the 200 range.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
That's awesome. Congrats.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jason, do you work with weight loss with your clients?
I try not to stress weight loss because that's such an ominous task, but we do talk about big baby steps, you know, how the movement is the first step. And then when people start moving and then they're like, oh, I'm feeling better. Then, you know, one thing I stress is I try to get people to eat more than 5 servings of veggies a day. And, you know, just the standard American diet is so bad right now. They say 5. How can you get 5 veggies a day? And I'm like, well, don't count fries. It's not really a veggie, or ketchup. But, you know, there's ways to do it. So after a while, people start changing their physique, and it goes from, you know, a little frumpy around the gut to, you know, a little bit thicker around the shoulders, and, you know, they start getting strength. And at that point, you know, some of the weight comes off. And we do some high intensity training as well that really helps, along with the intermittent fasting, about really getting the glycogen storage burned and then going into the fat storage to replace the glycogen storage. So there is some method to the madness that we do, but I try to stay away from the weight loss, just because so many people try it and fail. And with James is 100 pounds or 100 plus, it's just amazing when you hear that success story and how people are committed to that. When they get committed, there's nothing that can stop them. So I got nothing but love for you, James, in that process.
Mm-hmm. James,
thank you very much.
Did you have an exercise program? I forget if you mentioned that in your story.
I actually stayed, I didn't get into exercise until probably about 50 pounds down, because I was worried about the damage or I could have been doing to my knees or, you know, the excess strain. But a lot of it's low intensity, but high focus on mobility. So I want to make sure, you know, stretching and having my, you know, back chiropractor work and everything like that to try to resolve some of the issues that I did to myself over the years of being overweight, like my spine's out of alignment and some joint mobility issues. So I'm really focusing and dealing with the repercussions of everything that happened beforehand, and then moving forward with more of a focus towards health. I agree with Jason that if weight loss is all you're after, you're missing the rest of the pie, because the weight loss is more of a byproduct of having a mindset focused on a holistic aspect of health and the mind, the body, the spirit. If you're just working on, you know, looking at the body, then you're probably missing out somewhere else that could be just as important.
Well, you both mentioned this now. I think, James, what you did is you wrestled your mind into doing this program. It's like, that's where you started. You know what I'm saying? Other people, they might start with REMAG, get some more energy and think, oh, I can exercise, or you know, start with an exercise program and maybe lose some weight. But you just, you got your mind in gear. How did you do that?
Yeah, so I actually, focusing on the mind first was big for me, because if I could prove it to myself that it was possible, then anything beyond that was, you know, just me having commitment to it. Funny enough, that's actually the one thing out of my journey I would change if I was to do it all over again. I would actually start with the minerals, because the benefit of having that extra energy from Realign and Remite and some of the best sleep ever with Remag, those things would have helped significantly in that first month of me figuring out and proving it to myself. So if I was to do it again, I would do it the more standard way of doing things, of getting the energy and working out first, and then doing the diet change.
Right. So you approached it as to solve a problem. How do I solve this problem? And you put your mind to work. I mean, I do intermittent fasting, and you know, I'll wake up in the morning and think, well, I'm not going to eat until such and such. I avoid breakfast, but I hear what you're saying about, if you know, if you're going out to work, and I know, you know, working for New Capstone RNA Reset, you're all over the place, so you need your energy through the day. So you eat breakfast and then what, a later lunch, but then you don't eat any dinner. Is that how you're doing it?
Yeah. So I work with breakfast and lunch, and then I miss out on dinner, but I do always want to make sure that I get as many nutrients as I can. And so I have a fruit, some eggs, and a veggie in the morning, along with my Restructure Shake, which has Remite, Remag, Pico Zinc, and I'm not using Recalcium or potassium. So I think those are everything I add in the morning. And then I have my omega-3s, my D3K2, and my Realign actually at lunch. So I have that with my lunch. Mm-hmm.
And do you, now you don't go home for lunch, so where do you get your lunch meal?
Well, I fell into another cliche there with the meal prepping. So I buy a litany of meat and vegetables, and I meal prep on Sundays. So I have all my little to-go containers and things of that nature. And when I'm out on the road, driving around my wonderful state of North Carolina, I will normally be easily find a health-oriented establishment to eat at. And I'll have a salad or something, you know, easily managed.
Is it
that's tough to do in North Carolina is find a health, restaurant, and the, you know, with the barbecue here, it's fantastic. I'm not trying to rip on North Carolina, but there's not a lot of good healthy options out there on the road, is there, James?
But if you look at keto, if you can get a piece of meat, chicken, meat, fish, that's not, you know, that's pretty plainly cooked, and, you know, maybe a salad, that fit kind of fits into the keto plan. Would you say you're keto, James?
No, I didn't go as intense as keto. I more or less work with a calorie deficit. So I allowed myself at the beginning, and then with it working, I just continued with it. But I allowed myself to eat anything as long as I didn't go over that 2000 calorie mark.
Oh, I see. Right.
That was my initial parameters. And then after that, the calorie number meant less to me, but the nutrition amount became more important. So if a serving of veggies would put me over a little bit on my calories, I would be okay with that, because I know that I have a 16-hour fast coming, and that I would be able to process all that.
Right. Yes. And what I've always said is people just keep eating if they're not getting their nutrition or nutrients from their food. They just keep eating more food because it's like, I need to get that extra bit of magnesium or vitamin C or whatever. And the fact that you're able to take the complement formulas when you're doing your intermittent fasting means that your body's always going to be saturated with nutrients. So you're not going to be craving food. Do you find that? I mean, people would say, good grief, you're missing a whole meal. You know, aren't you starving or craving?
So that question has come up a lot, and I originally would have agreed with them. I now that you mention it, I thought it was the size of my stomach that was controlling my hunger, but you said the nutrients, and I think you're, well, of course, you're most definitely right there. I really don't feel hungry at any point in the day, but I do remind myself and know that I should eat at these times, and that's more often where I'm reminding myself to eat. I probably can do a 24-hour fast and still not feel hungry. It's just not something I've attempted, but I really don't feel hunger pains or anything like that anymore. At the beginning, it was a little rough in the beginning. You know, you'd get hungry at like 8 or 9 o'clock at night. And that's really the challenge mode, because, you know, you're going to bed in a reasonable hour of 2 or 3 hours, depending on how late you stay up. And the last thing you want to do is add a bunch of food on top of that, because your body's supposed to be working through the night and getting everything reset for the next day. And then you just added a 600 calorie meal for it to work on.
Right. Yeah. And Jason mentioned this, and you certainly have written about it in your story, James, that when you're on this the fasting period of your 24 hours, your body goes to your liver and eats your glycogen stores. So it's what I call liver snacking. So you're snacking on your liver. In the beginning, the body's not used to this, you know, because humans are so addicted to eating every 2 or 3 hours. You never feel hungry, and you never get to use up your glycogen stores in your liver. But then your body gets adapted to it. Oh, okay, yeah, I know how to break that down. And when all those glycogen stores are used up, then you go to your fat stores, and you start going into fat burning. And that's what we're after in intermittent fasting, is to burn the fat, that, you know, the excess fat that the body doesn't need. So you know, there's a real science to intermittent fasting that I think is very appropriate, that keeps our livers in check. I think the quote epidemic of fatty liver that's occurring that's not related to alcohol is related to people just eating and eating and eating and never taking a break so that they can break down the glycogen building up in their livers. I'm going to go to Ginny now because we've had a great run here, but we need to get to questions for the guys on the chat or on YouTube. Ginny, what do you have for us there?
Well, one thing I want to say is that everybody says that James has a dreamy, dreamy radio voice.
I know he does. He does.
Thank you.
It's like Casey Kasem.
James, you've missed your calling. You should be on the radio.
He is. So hey. He's going to be a regular guest.
That's
wonderful.
We'll bring you on the show more often now we know how dreamy you sound. I mean, he's very a handsome man anyway. So now we'll know for sure. He's got the looks and the voice, and we'll put him on the radio show. Everybody's having so much fun listening to you guys talk. I don't think we've had a lot of questions other than thanks so much. I love hearing the stories and not a lot of questions. I know that we have had a lot of men, especially. That was one of the topics that the guys wanted us to cover, was intermittent fasting. So if you're on the line or listening to the show through YouTube and you do have a question about intermittent fasting or even physical training, anything that Jason or James brought up, feel free to ask your questions of them. They may have some tips for you before we wrap up this first hour on the show, coming to the top of the first hour. And the next hour, we will have another guest with us. We will have Greg coming in and talking about his vision of health and vitality. So questions, anybody? Nothing right this second.
Well,
okay, Carolyn?
Let me just, here's something that came to mind when Jason was talking. There was another mental health story that Roman presented, but I put Roman's story into the heart chapter with Kevin. Kevin, he had heart arrhythmias after he started hot yoga, and then his heart rhythm went off. So he had quite a journey there. But Roman, he came to us as a customer having heart arrhythmias, but he was about 50 when he came to us. And since he was 18, he was suffering anxiety and panic attacks. And in trying to cope with his anxiety, he suffered depersonalization and vertigo, was on 18 different drugs at one point. And I think they totally depleted him of his minerals. So he developed this heart symptoms. And his anxiety and panic attacks came from being abused when he was young. So, you know, there's another sort of entry point of people, men and women, but we don't hear a lot about men suffering abuse. And, you know, maybe they don't talk about it as much as women do. I have no idea. And that is, you know, that's problematic, because what a doctor should know is the history of a patient. But what happens, as happened to Roman, is you're just medicated. And what Jason said is, well, he's self-medicated. You know, you're looking for a way to, you know, find that little flicker of light in your life. So Roman, it took him until, I guess he didn't come to us until after he was 50, because by 50, he was having atrial fibrillation, supraventricular tachycardia, and all the rest of it. But when he started on our program for his heart, he found his anxiety and even his depersonalization went away. He's been with us as a customer for, you know, about eight or nine years. So Roman's story is in there as well. And it's, you know, it's just so wonderful that we're able to give people the building blocks to help their mind, body, and spirit. So, Ginny, we have 8 minutes. Jason, do you want to give some wrap-up comments?
Yeah, I think ultimately in this, you know, life that we have right now that we're living, first of all, in the men's world, you know, a mindset like James to make a choice to do something. You know, for me, mine was not really a mindset, but I was just intrinsically looking for something. But at a certain point, once you make that choice to go help yourself, you know, the help is out there. The help is available. You know, this podcast is an amazing modality for many people with their health and wellness. So, you know, if it's not, you know, reading a book or Googling something, you know, call someone, talk to someone, find someone that can lead you down a path to an expert that can help you start formulating a plan and creating a better mindset for you in this wellness, because it's available, it's out there. And I know that, you know, I'm looking at my counter and I got the vitamin C powder, I got the potassium, I got the magnesium, the zinc, and, you know, all these are part of my daily modality. And for me, that is my foundation. What you said is you're not as hungry, you're not as searching, you're not as just eating because you're well nourished. You're well nourished because your minerals are amazing. So that's the start, is ask. Go find someone to help you. And, you know, this journey is not, you know, you're not alone, especially in the mental wellness darkness. If you're dark, if you don't have those feelings, if you, you know, you don't know it's happening to you, but you just don't feel right, reach out. Let's get some help. I mean, there's so many people out there that are struggling with this, and the suicide rates are at an all-time high. And, you know, anything we can do to help, please call me. Go to my website, jessgrinding.com. Ask, you know, ask me for help. I'm here, you know, just to talk, whatever that is, but I want to help.
All right. And that's just J-U-S-T grinding.com. And I don't know that you or James mentioned the RNA reset drops, but we're coming to the top of this first hour. But I want you both, if you have the time available, to stick around and hear what Greg is going to say about the RNA reset drops, because we do feel and know that those drops can give kind of a level of detachment, a sense of the light, and a sense that there's something, you know, bigger that we're all striving for. It's hard to express it, but hopefully we'll find words in the second hour. James, what's your summation?
Oh, very good. Well, in a million words boiled down to a few, much like Jason, whatever you have to do to take that first step, whether it be Googling, whether it be calling, whether it be typing in on a Monday night radio show, as long as you take that first step, that's probably the hardest, overcoming that inertia. And then don't, my biggest thing that I fell into is I was looking for results immediately. Give it time, trust your body. And as the wonderful RNA reset is, relax and allow, and you will reset yourself to a better version of yourself. Oh, so
beautifully said. Ginny, what's your summation of these awesome guys?
James is coming back on the show with us on a regular basis to show off his voice and to say his words, because he doesn't get to hide anymore. Mm-hmm. And then let's see. You know what? I just think it's so exciting because we have such great customers and partners in this journey. And there are a lot of people who are really committed. And what's the most important thing is everyday guys like Jason and James who are out there doing it and taking their hits, making their strides, making a difference. And that's what I love so much. And it just their willingness to come on and talk to our audience for this length of time and to also make themselves available. Everybody knows James mm-hmm. can be found through our company, RNAResetPro.com. He's on the website. You could click his name and make an appointment with him to talk to him if you feel like you needed to do that or had other questions. And then, of course, Jason has put himself out there too. So that's the main thing, as always, with our show that we're always trying to say is we do have what it takes. We do have that intelligent design behind us, and we do have the cooperation of the universe, spirit, whatever you want to say. And we want to absolutely encourage everybody to know that we're here, we've got your back, and we want you to keep going.
We got your back, and the worst is over. And the first step is the step that we can help you with.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Very good. All right. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back with hour two. Jason and James, you're welcome to hang out with us. Greg will join us, and we'll keep chitty chatting away. Thanks, everybody. And Dr. Dean will take your calls as well in hour two.
Hour two of the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show, along with host Ginny Sanders, right after this brief station break. Also get updates and resources online by visiting drcarolyndean.com. That's drcarolyndean.com.
Did you know there are 65 health conditions associated with magnesium deficiency? Magnesium deficiency is a public health crisis growing in scope and proportion. Dr. Carolyn Dean, author of The Magnesium Miracle, has identified over 65 health conditions associated with magnesium deficiency, 100 factors that lead to magnesium deficiency, and 24 reasons why magnesium deficiency occurs. Order The Magnesium Miracle today at Amazon.com and learn how to remedy this pervasive condition.
Do you have questions about your health? Are you wondering about alternatives? Do you ever wish you could have 5 minutes with a doctor you can trust? Someone who is an internationally recognized authority in the field of natural medicine? Meet award-winning doctor, naturopath, and best-selling author of The Magnesium Miracle, Carolyn Dean, MD, MD. Hear a wealth of information designed to empower listeners and callers to discover how to improve health, vitality, and well-being through a variety of safe strategies and nutritional options. Dr. Carolyn Dean Live. Shows can be heard every Monday, 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern, with weekly live shows, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Natural health, vitality, and well-being. Yes, everyone wants it, but not everyone is sure how to achieve it. Dr. Carolyn Dean's Completement Formulas are more than just dietary supplements. They're whole foods and picometer minerals designed to complete your nutrition, not just supplement it. Experience the difference Dr. Dean's formulas make. Visit RNAReset.com to learn more. That's RNAReset.com.
Omega Institute. Offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. With more than 40 years at the forefront of holistic studies, Omega is known the world over as a trusted source for integrated approaches to personal growth and social change. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.